Mondays with Maggie, brought to you by Old Town Bluffton's Pomodori 2, some of the best Italian eats you will find in town. They feature all of your Italian favorites in a laid-back outdoor atmosphere that is really tough to beat on a beautiful spring or summer evening. Find them at 1253 May River Road in Bluffton or PomodoriHHI.com. And now, it's time for Mondays with Maggie. Hey, 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 good morning, everybody. Welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but also Eat It and Like It with Jesse Blanco, which you can find Sundays, 1230 on WJCL, the ABC affiliate here in Savannah and Hilton Head Island on the other end of the line. Maggie Crenshaw, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Back from a long week of in and out of town. I was, for those of you who listen every week, I think we discussed it last week. I was headed to St. Augustine for some preview work for St. Augustine Food and Wine Festival. Got back Thursday morning, and then Friday morning, less than 24 hours later, went up to see my daughter in New York City. So we spent Easter weekend in New York, which was wonderful. So how about you? What you been up to?
You know, I've had a pretty busy week. So I didn't go anywhere this weekend like you did, but you know, Easter Sunday was quiet for me. My daughter was working, so I was just here, and it was a quiet day, but I did a lot of cooking over the weekend. And
that's good.
Oh my gosh, I made homemade pasta.
Not
your average Easter dinner.
No. No.
But I was inspired, so I made homemade pasta.
Yeah. Pasta is fresh pasta is just the way to go. I mean, I've almost started boycotting box pasta. I'll still eat it, but for starters, I don't eat pasta as much as I used to as a general rule.
Agreed.
But
me neither.
But when I do, I kind of not plan for it, but I know I'm going to have it on Sunday, so I'll go buy some fresh pasta on Saturday, if that makes sense.
Exactly.
I've been in a pinch a couple of times where I've had to do the box, but fresh pasta is the route to go. What'd you have with it?
Oh, I made a big pot of bolognese.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. I haven't made bolognese in, wow, sometime. And I went the full, I got the pancetta and I had the ground beef and the pork. I did the onion, the carrot, the celery. Yeah. I simmered it for 3 hours, cooked it with wine, milk.
Yeah.
Finished it with cream.
Yeah. That's the route to go. I made one last fall. Early in the fall, like September, October. And I took a recipe, I forget where, it might have been Bon Appetit, and I kind of jesseed it up and played with it a little bit. I used bacon. I used bacon instead of pancetta, just little things. It was no joke. It was one of the top 10 easily best things I thought I've ever made. It was just so amazingly delicious that I said to myself, I'm going to be making this once a month. And then, of course, that never happened because I don't cook nearly as much as I used to since food became business. But that's about how it goes. You get out anywhere last week? Have you been eating and liking anywhere?
Well, I did go, you know, I went to Alfred's. I know we've discussed Alfred's and you know it's my favorite.
Yeah.
But I ordered something that I don't typically order just to try something different. I had the veal scallopini that was divine. Yeah, it was really good.
Very good. Very good. I think I texted you when I was in St. Augustine. As did I ask you when was the last time you had been down there? When was the last time you were in St. Augustine?
Probably 3 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've been going down there. This actually made me laugh. I've been going down there quite a bit the last few years, and I was under the impression that the St. Augustine Food and Wine Festival was like 6 or 7 years old. And so I went down there and I was chatting with people and I had interviews lined up, and it was a very busy week for me down there. But come to find out a couple of nights later that the St. Augustine Food and Wine Festival was only 4 years old and not 6 or 7. I would have bet $1,000 that it was at least 6 years old, but it's only 4 years old. And as a result, and the reason why I'm sharing all of this is because I've been down there between the actual festival in May, and then I do a lot of preview interviews with chefs and restaurant owners and all that stuff ahead of time. I've gone down there probably twice a year, sometimes three times in the year, for 4 years now. And so that adds up. So you go somewhere as small as St. Augustine, you know, 10 to 12 to 14 times in 3 years, and you start feeling like a local.
Yeah, you do.
And, you know, I know all the shortcuts. I have found some secret parking. I have gotten the swing of it. All that to say, you know, if you know where to look, and I believe that I do now because I talk to a lot of locals. I've developed some friendships with some pretty awesome people down there. If you know where to look in St. Augustine, there's an amazing food scene down there for a city of its size, because it's tiny. It's very, very tiny. But there is a lot of good food down there. And the part that makes me laugh the most, and part of I was thinking about our chats on Monday morning. I was like, you know, I need to share this because obviously you're on Hilton Head Island, so that adds 45 to an hour. But from where I live in downtown Savannah to the exit where you get off, and then it's another probably 15 to 17 minutes to the heart of Old Town. From my house in downtown Savannah to the exit at St. Augustine is less time. And this isn't, you know, speed demon 90, 95 miles an hour. No, this is, you know, your average 70 to 77 miles per hour. It is less time, and I think distance, than it is to go to Macon, Georgia. Everybody assumes, oh,
yeah, I believe that.
It's so far and it's Florida. Nope. It's less time. I got off the highway and I'm like, I made this faster than I would have done the straight shot on I-16 to Macon, which was pretty funny. All that to say, St. Augustine is not a world away. It feels like it, but it's pretty cool. And the festival's coming up May 8th through the 12th for those who might want to come and join us. I think I mentioned it last week. I get a lot of people that come to St. Augustine Food and Wine that come up to me and, hey, we live in Bluffton, or hey, we live in Hilton Head, or hey, I had one from Statesboro last year come up to me and say, hey, we came down here because you were promoting it. Bunch of Savannah people. I'd say upwards of a dozen people. It's grown. A lot of people came down there for it last year or so. It is a good time. It is a very good time. So Easter's behind us. We are now rolling into April. Do you find yourself in the spring? Well, first of all, let me back up. Do you attend Heritage at all?
Yes.
You go multiple days?
Yes, definitely.
Do you go multiple days?
Sometimes, yes, but yeah. I definitely go on Saturday. The Hilton Head Prep Alumni Association, which I am president of, we do our social on Saturday every year. We've been doing it for, 20 years or more. So definitely go on Saturday. And then I love to go on Sunday. Sunday's kind of chill.
Yeah.
You know, Friday and Saturday are very busy. Thursday is also very chill, actually, now that I think about it. But it just kind of depends, like, it just kind of depends on my work schedule and what's happening with, you know, clients and this, that, and the other. And, but yes, I will definitely be there this year. definitely be there on Saturday, and try to go on Sunday as well.
Tell me the dynamic on the island. For example, by comparison, here in Savannah for St. Patrick's Day, you know, downtown is a couple of 100,000 people, and it is on down here. It's just a big parade and party and all of that stuff. But if you drive 4 short miles, you know, out of downtown, it's just another day. People are working at the mall. There are doctor's offices with appointments. You know, the entire city, you would think, shuts down, but it doesn't. Is that the dynamic on the island, or is it kind of all concentrated at Sea Pines Resort? And if you go across the island, it's just another day.
Correct. Sea Pines has got it so, air quotes, Chick-fil-A'd, if you know what I mean. Like, so, parking now is at Honeyhorn. Folks are shuttled in. The buses and whatnot go directly to Harbor Town. Sea Pines is Harbor Town is busy and full outside of Sea Pines. It really is. It's just another day. Now, with the so Easter brings on a totally different dynamic with that. So there have been years where Easter and Heritage were the same week. That's what you call crazy business, where the whole island is clogged. But Easter, of course, this year came early. So Heritage is, so it's basically gave us 2 busy weeks on the island in April. Well, every week is busy in the spring, obviously, because it's spring break. But yeah, the concentration really of the crowd is going to be in Harbor Town. Sea Pines has really, you know, capitalized on getting folks into Harbor Town and being able to entertain everybody for everything they need in Harbor Town. So
Well, that's good.
it's a dynamic week. A
Yeah.
lot goes into that whole thing. You know, they've been setting up the stands and all that since, I mean, since January.
Right. Right. So, yeah, other than the normal traffic there at Sea Pine Circle, which can get kind of silly, I have witnessed it. And the south end of the island as a general whole, it's a little sticky. If you don't have reason to be down there, you should not be down there.
Correct.
but if you go, you know, if you're at
Correct.
Shelter Cove, for example, you know, you might see a few more people because there are more people on the island, but otherwise it's just another day. Yeah. Very good.
Definitely.
Very good. Are you hearing any buzz about any of the newer restaurants you have on the island?
No, I haven't heard anything more. I haven't heard anything more.
Friend of mine went to Al Dente and raved about it. And
Wonderful.
Al Dente, for those who aren't familiar, is a new-ish Italian spot in at Coligny Plaza, where Vine used to be back in the corner back there. That's getting good buzz. You mentioned last week, you mentioned Madre. And
Yes.
that's at Fresh Market Shops, right?
Yes.
And wasn't there one more new one that we have been hitting over the net back and forth that we haven't visited yet? I don't think so.
No. There was something in Bluffton we haven't made it to.
Oh, I could speak about this. New Italian restaurant in Bluffton called Joelle.
Yes, yes.
Joelle. They are coming online soon. So soon, in fact, that I have been invited to a preview dinner there soon, and I will be attending that, and I'll give you a full report next week. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be on the higher end you know, we have no shortage of every level of Italian, from spaghetti and meatballs practically out of a can all the way up to, you know, fine dining in our area. But yeah, I'm looking forward to trying that and seeing what that's about. It's going to be nice. It's located on 46 there in Bluffton, right down the road from Burnt Church Distillery. So, you know,
that's a good location.
Yeah. They'll certainly get the traffic going to-ing and fro-ing, if you will. But I'm looking mm-hmm. forward to seeing, you know, I when I first found out about it last year, I was like, you know, another Italian restaurant, but everybody, you know, and I say this with kindness in mind, you know, everybody thinks they can do it the best. And so that's why you get, I think, so many Italian restaurants, because as we've discussed, there's no shortage of them.
I know it. But Italian's an easy go-to.
Yeah.
You know, for people.
Yeah. Yeah. But if
people
you do it
faster.
Yeah. And if you do it well, then, you know, you can make a pretty decent living. So I guess that brings us back full circle to your housemaid bolognese, huh?
It does. Well, here's the crazy thing. So I was not going to make ham. I told you recently, I helped cater a wedding for a friend and I made 400 ham biscuits. So I don't need to see ham for another year. So, you know, I came up with the idea of the bolognese, but I also made a batch of guacamole and some homemade refried beans, which doesn't go, like, those two things don't go together.
Right.
But it's, you know, just what I decided to do on a Sunday to have for the week.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
What do you do? You take some to work and bring chips with you, or do you use it in a larger application?
No, basically that's what I do. Sometimes I spread. Do you ever just spread guacamole on your sandwiches?
No. Nope.
I do that all the time.
No, I could see myself doing it, but I don't ever make guac. I think I've made guac twice in my life.
That surprises me.
Why? Because I'm
Jesse
Cuban?
Blanco.
Tell me why that surprises you.
Because
every Hispanic makes guacamole? No.
No, it's just such a go-to.
No, I barely eat it. I'll, you know, I go to a Mexican restaurant and, you know, if it's a thing to try there, it's not an automatic for me. I don't, you know, if I never ate guacamole again in my life, I wouldn't care. I just don't, it doesn't register with me. I do enjoy it when it's good. I think that if I had to, I have never analyzed my relationship with guacamole till this moment, but
I'm so glad I'm here for you.
Yes. Well, you know, we have to be thorough here. Like salmon, we've discussed that before. If it wasn't so ubiquitously bad, or average, I should say, if it wasn't so ubiquitously average everywhere, I think I would look forward to it more. But it's just so everywhere and so just, you know, I'm being honest, average to not good, that I don't look forward to it. If I go to a place that's a little higher end and you know that it's probably going to be tasty, then I try it and I enjoy it. But if I'm going to my local, you know, Mexican dive for dirty fajitas and chips and salsa or whatever, I don't even touch guac. Never. I don't go there.
Yeah, and you know, the thing about guacamole, I think the secret to it is to not overdo it.
Correct.
The best guacamole is not overmashed.
Yep.
It's a little bit chunky.
Yeah.
It's simple with just fresh lime juice, salt and pepper, and a tiny bit of garlic. A lot of people over garlic it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, they just, yeah, kill it with garlic.
Yeah.
And to me, that's the best guacamole, that's just simply Done.
I've enjoyed over the years when they drop a little bit of minced, I don't want chunks, minced red onion in there. I've enjoyed that.
Yeah, I'm okay with onion in my guac. Like if I go somewhere and there's onion in it, I'm not
Right.
opposed to it as
Right.
long as it's not overdone. But when I make it at home, I don't add it
Yeah. No, and
just 'cause, yeah.
not regular onion. Red onion is where it's at for me. But yeah, no, as I sit here now, early April, happy April Fool's Day, by the way. I can't even tell you the last time I had some guac. I just don't. It's funny how that goes, huh? But then I'll randomly sit at a restaurant with my wife or my family or whatever, and I'll see it. And I'll go, you know what? I'm going to try that because of where I am. But that'll happen once a year, maybe. It's not a thing for me. So, anyway, what are you going to do? The things you learn on the fly,
That's right.
huh? All right. Well,
Totally.
Let's make our exit out of here for another week. We will talk about some eating and liking that you and I are going to be doing this month, because we most certainly are. We were going to discuss it last week, but then I left town for a whole lot of time. So we will catch up this week. Tell us in the interim where we can find you if we are visiting the island for heritage and we decide we want to move here.
Well, that would be wonderful. I'm a realtor at the Kaiser Tong Group at Coast, brokered by eXp Realty, and you can reach me at margaretcrenshaw.com. That takes you directly to our website where you can view properties and find my contact information.
Sounds like a plan. Sounds
Yeah.
like a plan. I think I'm also gonna this week. I'm gonna be over on your side of the river a couple of two, three times this week. I think I'm gonna go pop in on my girl Amanda at Pomodori 2. Have you been to Pomodori 2 yet? The one in Bluffton?
I have not been, and I have a really quiet week, so hit me up.
You
I'll
know
meet you
what?
out there if you
Yeah,
want.
that
Yeah.
sounds like a plan. They're not open for lunch. It's only dinner. So, yes. Very good. All right. Well, we'll talk about that, and we will regroup and see you right back here next Monday morning. Sound like a plan?
Sounds
All
good.
right. Thank you. Talk to you soon. Mondays with Maggie, brought to you by Old Town Bluffton's Pomodori 2, some of the best Italian eats you will find in town. They feature all of your Italian favorites in a laid-back outdoor atmosphere that is really tough to beat on a beautiful spring or summer evening. Find them at 1253 May River Road in Bluffton or PomodoriHHI.com.